Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Pastor DJ.
Thank you. I am Pastor DJ, and this is the awesome United Methodist Church of Avon. We want to welcome all of our listeners by way of radio. We want to thank God for every one of you who are here in the congregation on today. It is Mother's Day, and this is truly the day that the Lord has made. Time we will have our call to worship, and because it's Mother's Day, I'm asking us to read this in unison. It's coming today from Psalms 127. It is verse 3 through 5, and immediately after reading this, we will go into our prayer together. Let's begin. Children are a blessing and a gift from the Lord. Having a lot of children to take care of you in your old age is like a warrior with a lot of arrows. The more you have, the better off you will be, because they will protect you when your enemies attack with arguments. Heavenly Father, hold our mothers close to your heart as we hold them close to ours. Let her know today and every day how much we love her. Lord, comfort her mind and reassure her that her motherly care was everything we needed and wanted, and that we love her dearly. Lord, comfort her as she ages, and grant her health and vitality as she goes through her days here on earth. Bring all good things to our precious mothers. Bless them every day, in every way, in Christ's name, amen. Happy Mother's Day. This next song, the hymn that we have, Be Still My Soul, it says, Be Still My Soul, the Lord is on your side. There are some people who today are grieving for their mothers, and so we want to take them into consideration and let them know that the Lord is on their side. Be still my soul.
Oh, This morning's scripture is taken from the book of John, chapter 19, verses 25 to 27. Jesus' mother stood beside his cross with her sister and Mary, the wife of Clopas. Mary Magdalene was standing there too. When Jesus saw his mother and his favorite disciple with her, he said to his mother, "This man is now your son." Then he said to the disciple, "She is now your mother." From then on, that disciple took her into his own home. May God make his blessing on the reading of this, his holy word.
Good morning. As I was selecting the anthem to sing this morning, I always look at what the pastor is planning to do and then try to find music that fits. And I came across this anthem that was purchased a few years ago by Bill and Sandy Rabdons in memory of a very good friend of theirs, David Wilson, called Song of Blessing. And I thought this really fit perfectly in with our theme this morning. As we think of the blessings in our lives, certainly our mothers and our children and our families. So enjoy this very beautiful anthem, Song of Blessing.
Thank you.
you. I love that song. It's like a prayer, giving us permission to allow God's love to be reflected in us. Today, I want to talk to you about the strength of a mother. In John chapter 19, 25 through 27, Jesus' mother stood beside his cross with her sister and Mary, the wife of Cleopas. Mary Magdalene was standing there too. And when Jesus saw his mother and his favorite disciple with her, he said to his mother, "This man is now your son." Then he said to the disciple, "She is now your mother." And from then on, that disciple took her into his own home. Yesterday, as I was driving back from a road trip I had taken to Albany, I was speaking to my grandmother on the phone because she was kind of keeping me awake. And my grandmother asked me, "What are you going to preach tomorrow?" She calls me Tweety. That's my nickname. So you guys know a little bit more about me. And she says, "What are you going to preach about tomorrow?" And I said, I wrote some things down on my tablet and typed a few things out and copied and pasted a few things. I'm just being honest. And I know that I'll be talking about Mary, the mother of Jesus, and her strength. Because when we look at this particular text, normally this is the seven last words of Jesus. We say this around on Good Friday, the Passion of the Christ. And so we talk about these things usually on Good Friday where they say, "Mother, behold thy son, son, behold thy mother." But I just want to talk to you about the strength of a mother. Because when we see this picture, all of these different mother stories, and you see that, first of all, Mary was called to have a child conceived by the Holy Spirit. Now, in this Jewish culture, for you to have a child out of wedlock was frowned upon because she was not married. And so now Joseph, who is betrothed to her, has to now take care of this responsibility that he kind of wanted to distance himself from, because my grandmother said, "Well, while all of this was going on, where was Joseph when Jesus was being crucified?" I said, "Wow, Granny, that's a good question. I'll have to look in my commentary for that answer." So in the beginning, Joseph has to be there, and then Mary is pregnant with a child. And it's not the fathers that she's married to, and it's the fathers of the Holy Spirit, which is a hard concept for them to grasp. And then King Herod, they're being threatened. If we bring this to modern day, they're being threatened with abortion and genocide because King Herod wants to kill every child under the age of 3. So they have to keep moving from place to place because society, the politics, are threatening the children. Did you catch that? And so now, because of their economic status and because of the political things that are happening in their province, plus the religious frowned upon and the society, Mary and Joseph have to move from Bethlehem to Nazareth to Egypt, and they keep relocating. But through all of that, Mary is strong. She keeps her faith. She keeps believing in God, and then this child is born in a manger. Their medical coverage wouldn't cover a hospital because it was a pre-existing condition. That was from the Holy Spirit. And so she has this child in a manger. What ends up happening, let's fast forward, and so she raises this child. And everyone's still whispering. They're still whispering about, "Isn't that Mary? And that's not his real father, you know." And he grows up. And the responsibility that Mary has to this child is to teach him the scripture, to teach him moral principles, to teach him how to conduct himself as a man in society, and how to love and to serve God, and how to keep his faith in the scriptures. And even though he couldn't go to private school, he had to be homeschooled. homeschooled because they wouldn't let Jesus into the temple. They wouldn't allow him to learn the scriptures. They thought that he was on some kind of, you know, they have an IEP or something. They didn't want him to come into their classrooms. And so he ended up learning all about God on the outside. He had to learn about God in the public school, in the public arena. And then he went and found when he grew up and he got ready to go to college or whatever, you know, the next phase of life. And so then he found Peter, who they were not really that smart. They were fishermen, or at least by society standards. And then he went and found all of these different disciples and they said, come on, let's make a group. And they went around and they told people all of the things that they had learned. Jesus had learned from his mother, Mary. Because he was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And it's the Holy Spirit that brings all of our life experience and mixes it in with the scripture. And it gives us revelation that no one else can understand, that a book cannot explain. So Jesus is proof that the Holy Spirit is working. But it was working in Mary first, right? Because the angel came to her and said, you will have a child and you will call his name Jesus and you will call him Emmanuel, and he is conceived by the Holy Spirit. And so they go and they do the work of the Holy Spirit. They do the work of Christ. They do the work that they've learned. They do the things that Mary had put into him that he had learned from his mother, and she taught him the ways. And that's what us mothers do, right? We nurture and we teach them the way. And so now, because of the politics and because he's so well advanced, the Jews, his own people, along with permission from the politicians, are getting ready to crucify her son. See, this is an annual celebration of the work and the worth of mothers, and it has become a religious observation and the most profitable commercial occasion, particularly in America. And every time Mother's Day approaches, the stores get filled with eager shoppers striving to find something unique and accustomed gifts and cards and flowers and something to bring a quick smile of appreciation to their mothers. But while we can justify the observance of a Mother's Day on the grounds that the Bible is so full of admonitions regarding motherhood and the influence of godly mothers as they endeavor to bring up their children in the fear of the Lord, thereby making a wholesome and substantial contribution to human society. Mary made a contribution to human society because it is us, the mothers, who shape and mold our children, and we proclaim to them and over them when we admonish them and when we tell them that we love them and we tell them to fear the Lord and we tell them this shapes and molds them. And so as they grow up, they'll become productive members of society. But what about the mothers who have lost their sons? When I watched the Passion of the Christ, and as they took Jesus to trial, every single step of the way, his mother was there. When they beat him and flogged him and punished him, his mother was there. When they hung him high and stretched him wide and left him up there from the 6th to the 9th hour, when Pontius Pilate, the government, washed their hands of Jesus, his mother was there watching all of this happen to her son. And then while she's watching her son, the sister and Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene were standing there, because there's something about the solidarity of mothers, because we share in that same anguish, that same pain. No matter what color you are, no matter what heritage you come from, no matter what culture you come from, when you're a mother, you know the same pain, the same labor pains, the same heart that goes out for your children. When you're a mother, it does not matter what the politicians say. We're in solidarity because we all know that pain. We all know the groans. We all know the prayers and the tears. We all know the feeling of helplessness when your child can't breathe out of one of their sinuses and there's nothing you can really do about it except give them some Benadryl. We all know. So he says, "Mother, behold thy son." And my granny, she asked the question, "Where was Joseph?" "Don't worry, fathers, I have something for you on Father's Day." Because it seems like after Nazareth, Joseph kind of drops out of the story. And so for Father's Day, I'm thinking of it now. What do we do with the fathers who have been dropped out of the story? In any event, something has happened to Joseph, because this society that Mary lives in, now that she no longer has a son, there's no man in the house. Her land can be taken away, everything that she's worked for. And so he says, "Woman, behold thy son, and son, behold thy mother. John, you take care of her. I'm leaving provisions for my mother to be taken care of after I've gone away." That's what responsible sons and children do. And at the same time with John, because thank you, Tim, for reminding us that this had something to do with him too. At the same time, everything that Mary taught Jesus, she can now explain and teach to John. John writes 3 epistles and a whole book in the Synoptic Gospels explaining the love of Christ. We do things out of love. The love of a mother is her strength. It is true, God uses mothers for the establishment and maintenance of human institutions in government and in state, but primarily Christian mothers are for the purpose of sending forth, just like Mary did with Jesus, sending forth into a sinful world those who will become the salt of the earth and permeate the world with Christian idealism. Mothers are meant to be the chief soul molders, character constructors, God's recruiting agents for the eternal realms of heaven. Parenthood, then, is God's plan for a constantly growing and developing world. And every time a new life is brought into being, God, as the creator, is magnified. Both mothers and fathers are richly blessed of the Lord when they can approach the throne of grace, praying in true sincerity. "With joy we bring them, our children, to you, Lord, devoting them to thee, employing that as we are thine, thine may our offspring be." That takes a lot of strength. It takes a lot of love. So happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers, no matter where you are on the scale. And for those of us who remain, our responsibility is to leave provisions for our mothers. Mother, behold your son. Son, behold your mother. In Christ's name, amen. At this time, we will sing this hymn, "There Are Some Things I May Not Know." This was a song on my heart for all of the mothers, because me being a mother, there are some things I don't know. But I do know one thing: God is real, and he's real in our souls. Can you sing this with me? Amen.
Thank you.
singing that with us. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before his presence with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, dominion, majesty, and power, both now and forever. Happy Mother's Day. And we said, amen.
Amen.
You are dismissed.
This has been The Strength of a Mother with Pastor D.J. Robinson on May 14th, 2017. No explanation necessary.
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.